In these days of cell phones and high-speed modems and broadband access, it's hard to imagine that there's anywhere left in America where you can't get a dial tone. Yet there are more than 2 million American homes, according to the Census Bureau, where phone service is unavailable. Until this week, that was the case in eastern Oregon in the community of Cow Valley. It's a sparsely populated ranching area, only about 10 homes. Karen Wall lives in one of them, and she had the honor of placing the first call last Tuesday.
I called my mom, and she was really excited.
Where is your mother?
My mom lives in Council, Idaho.
So it was a long-distance call.
Yeah, actually everything is long-distance from us.
So normally if you wanted to pick up the phone and call your mom, what'd you have to do?
I would actually have to go to a payphone in Vail, which is about 38 miles from us. Because the payphone in Ironside itself, which we're 9 miles away from, you either couldn't connect or it would cut you off or you couldn't hear. And so we'd actually have to go about 38 miles to get to a decent payphone.
So let me get this straight. The closest payphone is 9 miles up the road and it's unreliable.
Right.
What finally brought the phone lines to Cow Valley?
The assistant manager of our ranch that my husband works for, the assistant manager is Jeff and Edie Palmer, and Edie was the one who really put the time and energy into just really trying to get us up and going over here.
That's a good neighbor.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person, and pretty much everybody around here has children, and it's not so much the entertainment of a phone or the internet or anything. It's really the necessity because we live so far away from any medical services.
Let me understand something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have phone lines, but you weren't even able to make a cell phone call in that area.
We had a cell phone for a little while and then actually found it to be inconvenient because we couldn't use it every day or when we needed it, we'd have to drive down the road.
What about the internet? I imagine your kids are clamoring to get on the internet.
They haven't really wanted to or cared about the computer, but they're just so happy to be able to talk to grandparents and aunts and uncles, and, you know, they were just really excited about getting to talk to them.
Just curious, pizza delivery?
Not even close.
I think mighty cold when it got there, huh?
Yeah, I don't even think they'll go, like, 10 or 15 miles out of town, so 55 miles away from Ontario is quite the stretch.
Karen Wall was speaking to us from the Oregon community called Cow Valley. The community just received phone service this week for the first time, and Karen Wall had the honor of making the first phone call. Karen, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.